Ministers of state attending the 14th regional seminar for labor-based practitioners and policymakers have resolved to formulate and pursue the implementation of national policies that are employment-centered. They'll target particular groups such as the youth, women, and people with disabilities, as well as sectors with employment creation potential and benefit the disadvantaged across the economy. We bring you a news desk report.
In a statement at the seminar, the participants comprising ministers of local government, rural development and environment, roads and transport, public works and labor pledged to mainstream employment creation in all national, sectorial and local investment strategies and programs for sustained impact and job-rich growth. They also pledged to encourage their government to accord high priority to the application of labor-based technology by designating specific institutions to promote and lead the application of these technologies so as to put in place clear guidelines and procurement systems for the works, goods and service delivery. The ministers also pledged to operationalize policies and strategies that promote the increased application of local resources for local economic, social and environmental development using applications and processes that actively involve beneficiary groups. They will also initiate and pursue the process of review existing financial and procurement rules and procedures with the aim of supporting the participation of emerging and local delivery enterprises. Participants pledge to engage the academia and research institutions to further promote studies, documentations and disseminations of the lessons learned and challenges faced in promoting the application of local resources. They requested the International Labour Organization to continue its engagement with other international development partners, including the IMF, the World Bank, EU and the G20. This will ensure increased knowledge and coherence on the role of employment-intensive investment and infrastructure and other sectors.
That was the news desk report.